We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, we're going to be talking about a recent report that came out about the Indianapolis Colts and who they may be drafting. But before we get started, I just want to say this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to go to prizepicks.com or use the app today, and you will get a $100 deposit match when you sign up. Use the code BTJ. But anyways, guys, wanted to talk about this real quick because Indianapolis Colts, according to a person that is with the A to Z Sports NFL network, says that the Indianapolis Colts are looking to trade up for tight end Brock Bowers, a source tells A to Z Sports. So Kramer, I'm assuming that's their name, Kramer at Kramer NFL, Kramer. I'm assuming it's Kramer. But yeah, this is the same A to Z Sports NFL, the same one that our good friend Destin Adams is a part of. Even Destin Adams had reported that this person knows a lot about Georgia athletics, knows a lot about a couple other people, so has ties within a few things, but we're going to take everything with a grain of salt here. We're going to go ahead and we're going to first take this kind of thing at face value, and then we're going to examine the actual legitimacy of this claim. So, first thing I think of is the Indianapolis Colts oftentimes keep things very close to the chest, and it leads me very hard to believe that somebody let it slip that the Indianapolis Colts would actually let somebody leak this information out. Only a few select people would know something like this. So if that were to get out, maybe it was passed around of the idea of trading up for Brock Bowers. The reason why I could see it being a trade up is because there are a lot of people that firmly believe that Brock Bowers will be selected before the Indianapolis Colts pick at 15. So a lot of people that view that. As a matter of fact, the majority of mock drafts have Brock Bowers being selected before the Colts pick at 15. So if that is indeed the case, and the Indianapolis Colts would want to actually draft him, then if we're just going off of what we presume will happen, then yes, it will be a situation where the Indianapolis Colts will have to trade up to go and get Brock Bowers if they indeed were wanting him that badly, right? Now, what would you give up to be able to go and get Brock Bowers? That's up for debate. Depends on how far up you want to go. Now, as to the legitimacy of should they do that, well, I will sit here and suggest that if the Indianapolis Colts firmly believe that Brock Bowers will be that dynamic playmaker for the offense that is going to absolutely just elevate the Colts offense to the next level, then yes, I would anticipate that the Colts would do it if they deem that to be the possibility. And I don't care about the, oh my gosh, it's a tight end. Oh my gosh, the tight end. You guys care way too much about the position rather than the player. Some of you do. I know a lot of you that watch this stuff will say that exact thing. And a lot of you will continue to type in the comment section, this is not a good pick for the Indianapolis Colts because, again, he's a tight end. We don't need tight end. Because you only look at the position, not at the player that said player can be. And that and the potential this guy does definitely have is a tight end that could alter an offense in a lot of different ways wherever he ends up. If he remains healthy, he can be a guy that can elevate an offense regardless of where he goes. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football, and tennis, and baseball, and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. I'm not going to really get into, again, how I feel about Brock Bowers. Everyone knows how I feel about Brock Bowers. I have been on the Brock Bowers hype train from the very beginning, right? Now, let's talk about the claim that the Colts are looking to trade up for him. Now, obviously, this is not to insinuate that the Indianapolis Colts will do it, just that they are entertaining the option of doing that. Now, the only thing is with the Indianapolis Colts is we have very rarely seen the Indianapolis Colts trade up even early, and let alone with the pick that they have right now to go and get a player, right? And obviously, I don't believe the Indianapolis Colts will trade up into the top six to go and get him. Now, the only thing is, if you are the Indianapolis Colts, this is definitely something that's going to be waited out until draft day, if this is indeed a thing, because you're sitting there thinking there's probably a few teams that might be willing to take Brock Bowers in this draft. And we talk about the Chargers, right?
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We could talk about the Giants being one of them. They may need wide receiver more, but they do need a tight end. We can talk about leading up to the Jets. I think that's probably the only other team that would actually take Brock Bowers at before the Jets at 10. And the Jets at 10 is probably the team that the Indianapolis Colts will need to jump in order to actually get Brock Bowers. So if the Indianapolis Colts would actually do that, they would have to trade up from pick 15 to most likely pick number 9 to steal him from the New York Jets if the Jets don't trade up earlier to make sure they get him, right? So the likelihood of a Chris Ballard doing that, for me, just does not seem very likely. Now, again, this will be something that you will not see happen until it actually happens in the moment on draft day, on the first day of draft day. So there's that. But I see much more possibilities of the Indianapolis Colts taking the best player available at 15 or trading back and getting more good weapons that way. That has been the Indianapolis Colts philosophy. That is how they have naturally done things over this process with Chris Ballard. And I don't see them giving up their first, maybe giving up their second, maybe having to give up more. They would have to give up more. I mean, if you're gonna trade into the top 10 for a first round pick, you are definitely going to give up a lot. You're definitely going to give up a lot. You're going to give up your first. You're most likely going to give up your second. You might have to give up another second, or maybe you might even have to give up a first. Another first. And I just don't see Ballard, who has always says, I love them picks, giving up those picks for Brock Bowers. I don't see it happening. Now, if Brock Bowers makes it past the Jets, I could again see another situation where they could trade up, you know, trading up 2 or 3 picks versus 6 picks is a lot less. There's a lot less that of the stuff you have to give up. So there could be a situation with that, but there's not as many teams that are looking to draft a Brock Bowers after the Jets as there are beforehand. So I don't think you'd see a situation where Ballard would do that. I see much more opportunities for them to stay put at 15 or to trade back and get more draft capital and continue to try to keep building this team the way they have forever. regardless of whether or not we like it or love it or think it's the right idea, one way or the other. I'm not saying that I disapprove of the claim because I have no idea what the Colts are going to do. And I think that any of us would be ridiculous to think we actually do know what they're going to do because the Colts always surprise us. So it will definitely be interesting to see what happens on draft day. But do I think that the Colts are trading up for Brock Bowers? A possibility. Do I think they will do it? No. Is there a possibility they will? Absolutely. If there's ever the chance. But we're just going to have to find out on draft day. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Let me know your thoughts on this. Do you think the Indianapolis Colts are looking to trade up for Brock Bowers? Do you think they should trade up for Brock Bowers? Or do you think there's just nothing to this report? But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.